listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to show number 47. We're closing in on show number 50 here for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. I am your host, Stuart Howe, and I'm really glad you guys could make it to join us here, whether you're listening live or on a rebroadcast. Today is January the 8th of 2022, and I'm glad you're here. I hope you had a good holiday season. I hope you and yours are well and getting through these interesting times okay. It really is quite astounding, all the angles they're taking to roll out this globalist totalitarian agenda against freedom. And I don't think that they're ready for all the opposition that they're going to have from us, especially here in North Idaho. And it's encouraging to see that there's other areas of resistance, whether it's Florida or Texas or, you know, even at the unlikely places, like there's a few spots in Southern California where they're just defying mandates. And I think we're starting to see that they're having to backpedal a little bit on these mandates, and that, you know, the good people of America and good people all over the world are standing in solidarity and calling BS on a lot of this stuff. So I'm glad that you're here. If you're new to the show, the name, the White Rose Resistance Hour, is an homage to the White Rose Resistance to the Third Reich in Germany in the late 30s. And they were a philosophical and intellectual group, primarily students of brother and sister Hans and Sophie Scholl in the university system in Germany. And, you know, they called out the Third Reich for what it was, for the takeover that it was, and how it was not what it was proclaimed to be. It was not good for anybody. So that's what the name of the show is all about, and I thank you so much for being here and for being willing to be open-minded. And on that note, we've got a wonderful guest. I'm really happy to have a guest that I'm going to bring on in a minute here. His name is Chad Catron, and he has a YouTube channel called North Country Off Grid. He is running for District Number 1 to be he's a GOP candidate to be a state legislator and our representative down in Boise for Bonner and the surrounding counties up here. And I think what he is all about, you know, becoming more independent and having integrity, being a forthright, you know, stand-up guy, is really something that is attractive to everybody who appreciates freedom. So whether you're in other parts of the country or you're here in North Idaho, I think you're going to enjoy hearing what he has to say. And let me go ahead and bring him on. Chad, are you with us?
Yeah, Stuart, thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet, man. It's really a pleasure. I'm so glad you could come on. And any friend of Casey Whalen's is a friend of mine. Casey, for people that don't know, has a really wonderful YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed, and he's got great content. And so he's our mutual friend, and I appreciate your coming on with us. Just for starters, if you could, go ahead and just kind of introduce yourself to our audience, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, well, hey, you did a pretty good job. I have a YouTube channel, live up in North Idaho with my family. We live off-grid, and we just try to show people that lifestyle through the channel. And really, the reason we started it was to basically kind of show people the freedom, you know, that getting off the hamster wheel, you know, if you will.
Right.
We just wanted to sample to people and show them that you know you don't have to work a 9-to-5 until you're 65 and then go and enjoy life. You can make it work young and with kids as well,
right? And not be so dependent on the you know, the structure that they have in place, and they're trying to exercise more and more control over the systems of production and distribution of goods and services. So yeah, I applaud you for that. So what do you What are you seeing as the main motivational factors for you to maybe inspire some other people to follow, you know, their own version of your path into more self-sufficiency and being informed and engaged?
As far as running for politics or just the lifestyle?
Just in general, I guess the politics we can get into later, that'll be part of it. But just what inspired you and how could you help motivate other people to follow the leanings that they may have or may be developing towards getting away from the amount of control that the grid has over them?
Yeah, for, you know, for us, it was, you know, we lived a life like everybody else, I think. You know, you graduate high school, you look for a job. We got married young. My wife, Shelby, and I started having kids, growing a family, you know, buying a house, getting that mortgage. You know, you get so caught up in, you're going to hear me say hamster wheel all the time because that's really what it is, but you get caught up in it, and before you realize it, you are in debt, and debt is, you know, debt is the newest form of slavery, and it's an absolutely perfected form of slavery. And, you know, we just struggled to pay the bills. We struggled to take care of four kids. And we just weren't happy. Our life wasn't fulfilling. It was waking up, making a paycheck, paying the bills. And so we searched out a more freer life. I grew up hunting. I grew up fishing, camping. And so I've always loved the outdoors. And I think as a little kid, you know, I wanted to be a firefighter, a bodybuilder, or I wanted to go be a mountain man. So I chose mountain man. That seemed like the funnest, you know. So
yeah.
As a mid-20s guy, I chased my dream, and we went and lived off grid and just tried to live a lifestyle where all of my work benefits my family. All of our food is grown on our farm, and we're still working on that part, especially after moving. It's not easy to go out and just be completely self-sustaining. It is a long process, and there's a lot of lessons to it. And if you can achieve it, and it's hard to do, if you can achieve it, it's definitely rewarding. But the journey has been fantastic for our family. It just promotes freedom and liberty to our children and is a great example for them. And unlike us, you know, we were provided the example of, you know, go to college, get a job, get a mortgage, pay your credit card, that sort of stuff. It was a debt driven society that I was influenced to live. And now for my kids, I teach them, or try to influence them, be your own boss, work for yourself, do not go into debt, pay cash for what you can, and just be patient. You know, if you're patient with cash, you'll never have to go into debt.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, they really do push the debt independence angles really, really heavily. Now, you know, you mentioned, you know, being standalone out there and being able to take care of yourselves and your family. But I would imagine part of that is, you know, networking with neighbors that maybe have different assets or they're producing something different. So a local trade and kind of having a community, I would imagine that would grow up around you as you begin to, you know, be self-sufficient. You could probably, you know, be better equipped to you know, trade with neighbors and kind of be on your own and self-sufficient, but also have a network that really, you know, of a win-win situation of trading with neighbors and, you know, helping each other with chores or whatever it turns out to be. I would imagine that really is leading you and would lead us towards where we want to be with, you know, being a benefit to our neighbors and not having it be relationships built on dominance, but rather on cooperation.
Absolutely. Building community is huge. You know, we've definitely gotten away from it. When we lived in town, I didn't even know my neighbors. You just, you know, you kind of went out, got in your car and left without even getting to know your neighbors. And now for us, community is so big, and really getting out and volunteering our time to try and help other people learn the lifestyle. And with my YouTube channel, I've always been an open book to channels that have reached out and asked questions or, you know, I've had a couple people send me their books because they write books, and I always help out anyone that asks for anything because I think that anytime you can just shine your light on people, it helps them to do what you're doing as well. And if what you're doing is building community, it's huge. And with homesteading, you'll have people that homestead. You'll have people that, they do it differently. You'll have people that big scale stuff or small scale stuff. Or you'll have people that will have a surplus and some people who don't have a surplus. So I know people who, they grow their products just for them and that's it. I know people who they grow surplus products and that point is to create a barter system or a trade with other neighbors. So that is huge because it really is hard to go off grid, be by yourself, try to do it completely alone. It's much easier to build an off grid community or a self-sustaining community. And honestly, if we continue down the road we're going on now, we're going to need community to fall back on, because with the prices of food and the inflation that we're at, it's good to know farmers who can grow food and you can trade with. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's wonderful to hear. I mean, you're a great example of that. And while we're on the subject, you've got great YouTube videos there on North Country Off Grid is the name of your channel there on YouTube. And recommend everybody take a look at that because, that is phenomenal. And that is inherently what we're aiming for, being sufficient, yet cooperative, and that's something I've noticed. That's why I came out to North Idaho here is that it really is, I believe, predominantly really good-hearted people that are, to one degree or another, appreciative of being self-reliant, but also willing to help their neighbors. I think that's one reason that organizations like People's Rights is flourishing up here. I don't know if you have much connection with them. Are you familiar with or part of People's Rights?
Yeah, I'm familiar with. I get their text. I'm not in the organization. I know so many people up here. A bunch of their their area assistant reps. I know them. The idea of what People's Rights is a community-based network to be able to assist, and that is a huge part of what North Idaho, the heart of North Idaho, is. And it's because if you look out your door right now, Stuart, you've seen we've gotten tons of snow here lately. And if you see a neighbor struggling, it's good to be able to go and help your neighbor because not everyone, not everyone's young and can get all of their wood cut or can plow all of their snow. And to get out and help those neighbors that struggle, it makes you feel good going and doing it. But it's what makes Idaho. It gives it that spirit of just good neighbors, free, and keeps us going in the direction we can hopefully continue to go. I live in an area where I drive down a road and everyone waves at each other. And that's not a concept that a lot of people know. I've got a couple new neighbors. I think one was from Florida and they couldn't figure out why people kept sticking a finger up. Ivan. And they thought
people
pointing
waving?
Something on the hook. Yeah. They're like, yeah. What are we dragging? Right. What's going on? That's just an old trait, that's old community. You wave at your neighbors, you still just say hi. So, yeah, it's a beautiful area, man. I love it. I love the people here. It is growing rapidly. We are, the fastest growing state. So hopefully we can continue to be that example to people, and the people moving here want to continue to build off of that culture and not try to change it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that too, man. I always, wave hello. People wave hello and I make sure to wave back. And it's such a wonderful thing up here. And I think there is an element of that, or there is the appreciation of that all over the country. I do think people are basically good, although they've been so brainwashed, the people that are still plugged into corporate media especially, I really feel for them because they have been, brainwashed and they have been propagandized by the most sophisticated propaganda, in service to this global agenda and the evil that's behind it. And I think it's really important that we and everybody else in this country that is appreciative of these things, of being neighborly and saying hello and helping each other out when called upon, really move towards that. Just leaning towards that side of ourselves is something that's just becoming more and more attractive. So I applaud you for that. We've got a break coming up in about 5 minutes, but what I wanted to start to get into here was, you have done more than most people to help ensure that to move towards keeping North Idaho, keeping our country, operating within this good-natured, reality that is in our hearts, that's in a lot of people's hearts. Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you, from what I've seen of your videos and whatnot, I'm a pretty good judge of character. I would imagine that you're the type of guy that really has a distaste for politics and the chicanery and the, you know, the general way that politics are, but you know you have something to offer, and you've been compelled to actually wade into that system to help guarantee that this part of the country continues on good footing and, you know, with morals and integrity. So that's something that, I mean, am I wrong there, or is it something that you've kind of reluctantly felt the need to weigh into because you just feel called to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, politics is so ugly, you know, and no one sets out to be a politician because it's become something so dirty. You know, it's become an avenue for people to get wealthy, make side deals, you know, really, really not physically work. And I think you'll see a different line of ethics in any man who has to physically exert themselves to make a living. Yeah, I never wanted to be a politician at all. But through my life, you know, growing up through trades, actually having to work, and then through my life homesteading, you know, you can't sit around and complain and expect something to get done. It's nothing but hard work on the farm. And I've realized that you've got to just go and do it, right? You suck it up, you lace up your boots, and you go do it. And with politics, I've been so guilty of getting everyone else of not wanting to be involved in it and even not voting. I think I was 30 the first time I voted. We're all guilty of it. And I keep telling people, I guess I'm just dumb enough to actually throw my hat in the race and try to lead by example in the world of politics. And I can tell you, I've prayed more during my campaign than I ever have in my life. And it's not asking God for a win, but just to be with me through the whole thing. And to continue to try and like keep that strength in my heart, because I'm setting out to fight for something that I don't want to be, and I don't want to be part of it long. I can tell you that, and I'm definitely not going to. I also want to lead by example, get in there, do a term or two, and get out, and hopefully other people see that, and that's the way they take it, versus seeing it as a lifelong process where you grow old and die, you know, serving your community in politics. But yeah, I definitely feel called to do it. I don't know that God wants me to win, but I think He wants me to run and be an example to people. And it's been nice, because if there's no pressure for me to win, you know, I'm going to put in the hard work to do it. I'm going to talk to my neighbors and do everything I need to. And if I'm supposed to win, I'll win, and then I'll get to represent the people of North Idaho.
Yeah, well, I hope that you do, but I'll offer you this. The words of George Washington come to mind. Duty is mine. Results I'll leave up to God.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I applaud you for stepping in there, because, you know, we need more people to just follow their conscience and to be informed and engaged and just throw their hat in the ring, as it were. So we've got a break here coming up in about a minute if we stick to schedule, but yeah, I really look forward to unpacking some things. On the other side of the break, we'll have a short segment, and we can look at a couple things to talk about. I really think it's important that, you know, we kind of maybe share our perception of what it is that we're up against, because, you know, it's a top-down rollout that appears to be global. It appears to be, you know, many decades at least in the making of this totalitarian push for global domination. You know, whether we look back to the Kennedy assassination or 9/11 or, you know, this latest COVID thing, you know, we can see the steps along the way that, you know, those that benefit from, you know, the centralization of power for global control, and then how it kind of comes down through the ranks. I'm starting to see it sort of as a trickle-down coercion. You know, people are being coerced to help do the bidding of these, you know, these global tyrants, you know, whether it's the Bond villain type guy, Klaus Schwab, or, you know, Bill Gates. They're all doing their part, you know, to roll out this collectivism. So, you know, after we come back from this break, we'll have a short segment. We can talk about that, and then one more long segment, and that'll be the show. But it really is amazing to see this roll out, because I got involved and trying to, you know, learn how to study, learn, you know, how to differentiate truth from falsehoods, through the use of what's referred to as the trivium method, and looking at, ways to do research and ways to find out who, was writing articles or who was saying things that were affected by, conflict of interest, who was paying them or what, who their editor was and who was controlling them. And it really has been quite a learning process for me, and I'd imagine for you too. But when we get back, we can talk a little bit about, what you really see it is that we're facing. Because, of course, they're greedy and they want to make money. But I really do believe, and I'd love to get your take on it, I really do believe there is a larger agenda. And so we're going to break now. Everybody, please stay with us. We'll see you on the other side of this break with Chad Catron on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour. Thanks for hanging through the break with us. So I've got Chad Catron with us. He's our guest. And Chad, I'm hoping to get your take on, you know, how you view this agenda that we're facing. I know there's many levels of it. There's certainly the practical, you know, really near to us level of, you know, whether it's the counties trying to take over, you know, water rights, or having us wear masks, or, you know, whatever it is that affects us most. Probably these injections would be a large, close example of it. But at the further up the totem pole, I think we're seeing a lot more to it. And if you could, you know, I always love to get different people's take on it, because it helps clarify other people's understanding of it. I've maybe been studying this for too long, 15 or 18 years, so I've gone way down the rabbit hole and off on tangents. But how is it that you see this agenda that we're facing?
Yeah, this is, you know, this is beautiful trickle-down communism. On a globalist scale, it's unbelievable to see how coordinated this thing is. I think it's making a lot of people realize how far behind we were on realizing, you know, the communist agenda that has been implemented for the past 200 years to, you know, infiltrate our school systems and educate kids to essentially hate their country. There's so much going on right now. There's so much to talk about. You know, the mask mandates are really annoying, and it's annoying to watch neighbors. It's annoying to watch community be split and be butted against each other. I think that is one of the biggest things that people need to realize, that if you want to wear a mask, wear one. If you don't, don't. But don't trouble your neighbor over it. Don't divide our communities, because that's what they need us to do. The greatest act of tyranny is the injections. You know, mandated forceful injections, that's tyranny at its greatest form, you know, and people have the right to defend themselves, and they need to know that. Unfortunately, we're watching people have a financial gun put to their head because, you know, and it goes back to that hamster wheel mentality. People do not want to lose their job. They don't want to have to go and find a different line of work. They don't want to change up their lifestyle. So it's just easier to comply. And every time somebody complies, it, you know, it tips the scale towards the opposition, unfortunately. And it continues to divide our communities. And the division of community is exactly what this agenda needs. You know, you need that German people versus the Jews mentality. For people to be willing to harm their neighbors. And that is just a great travesty that we are going to see. It's really sad to watch the local government, you know, federal government is one thing. You almost expect it from them to not watch out for your interests, but to watch it reach your state level government, you know, and for us to watch our governor keep us in a state of emergency for going on 2 years now is a joke, you know, and it's just to get that federal PEAT money. And unfortunately, you've got a guy in Brad Little who, you know, if you're listening, don't vote for that guy in the upcoming election. You've got someone who's willing to take that blood money, you know, for self-gain, for self, you know, profit, whatever it is that's in his interest. But it's certainly not in the interest of the people of Idaho to lose their job or to have their license taken away, or to lose their property or to lose their house because they refuse to comply with a mandatory injection under the guise of a safe vaccination. So there's a lot going on, Stuart. I'm starting to feel surrounded. We got Canada to the north and the rest of the world to the south. North Idaho is definitely the redoubt, and it's really starting to feel like it.
Yeah, well, we're not, we don't have enemies to the east, thank God. I love what I've seen of Montana. We've got another break here on that note. Yeah, God bless Montana. We'll be right back, and we'll have another long segment, the White Gold Resistance Hour. We're out. Yeah.
These truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Welcome back, everybody. We're heading into a long segment here on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and my guest, Chad Catron. You know, we were talking a bit before the break about this trickle-down communism and the aspect of a trickle-down coercion and people being coerced in one way or another to do the bidding of these globalists, whether it's, business decisions to make everybody that works for you have an injection or you know, whatever it is, wear masks and the school boards are controlled. And you know, I advise everybody to do a little bit of research, because it is astounding. You'll find in your state there is your own state's version of what I've found, and I'm probably just aware of the tip of the iceberg, to be the case here in my home state. And that is that there is something called the League of Governors. And the League of Governors of all of our 50 states is funded by these globalists, by the World Economic Forum and these Klaus Schwab, you know, arch global villain type guys. And they are paid one way or another to do the bidding of these globalists to the detriment of their constituents, which is us. Now, in the words of Heather Scott, one of our representatives here in North Idaho, she was one of my first guests, and I had a great chat with her. And what she has found out, and she, of course, has access to things that I do not, but the way that she put it is that these large organizations that handle the economic interests and make decisions in various states, and looking for my notes here on it so I can be a little bit more exact, the IACI, the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, and most states have the equivalent of this, the IACA basically is running Idaho along with the governor. And the trickle-down coercion and communism coming from the globalists and through our federal government is, you know, that's no secret. But through our states, through the governors, this can be directly, you know, the money trail goes directly through this League of Governors to the globalists. And, of course, we can see that's why they're doing their bidding. And then it trickles down. You know, it comes down to the point where, see this, one of these latest iterations of what's going on here. We have in our area, and there is an equivalent of this, I believe, in almost all states. We have, let me pull up the exact notice here. ARPA. Okay, ARPA is the American Rescue Plan. And what it is, basically, is that the federal government is giving money to the states. Once the states accept this money, they are beholden to do all of the bidding of the federal government, which is, in essence, the globalist communist plan. So this is why ARPA, A-R-P-A, is bad. It requires recipients of this federal money to comply with all federal statutes, regulations, and executive orders. So it takes away our sovereignty. It makes them beholden to the federal government, which is the globalist communist agenda. It also requires secondary contractors to the state to comply. Local government will be controlled by the federal bureaucrats in D.C. through this program. So this is in a way that they're putting money out there, whether it's to the governors, to the school boards, whatever way that they're paying off these people to do their bidding, and it just, it's got to be stopped. So I'm glad people like you are here to expose that and to toss your hat in the ring and get in there and oppose it. Are you familiar with this mechanism in general, or ARPA in particular?
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed the pipeline perfectly. This is where it all starts, and people will recognize this in their own state. And you'll always hear from people, you know, you'll get a good representative or somebody in there, and then you'll hear like, man, when we got him in, he was such a good guy. We don't know. And this is the pipeline, Stuart, that you're talking about. What happens is, you know, you've got the National Governors Association. You've got this association where people have access to all 50 governors. So you don't have to try and overthrow the world. You only have to influence 50 people. So when all these governments get together and they go and listen to these, you know, they have these meetings, they get these emails, and it's all private. We don't get to see any of it. You can't FOIA request any of it because it's a private group. When they're going and getting education, they're bringing that back and then they're implementing it. Now, the same thing happens through legislators. There's groups of legislators, and they'll have boards, and they'll bring people in to talk to them. They bring people in who bring these globalist ideas to your representatives to try and influence your representatives to go along with it. And much of this stuff is so wrapped up in liberty language. It looks and sounds so great on the surface, and I think that's what is happening is a lot of these representatives are just ill-equipped to see the, you know, see the man behind the curtain on this stuff, or they don't play the chess game out far enough to see where these types of policies will go wrong in the future or will be used against the people. Now you talked about ARPA. ARPA is, I mean, I'm pretty sure ARPA is going to be a violation of the 10th Amendment. You know, you can't give money to these cities, these counties, and allow our county officials to say, oh yeah, absolutely, we'll sign off on that. You know, for us, we've got three county commissioners. You know, if they sign off on ARPA money, that's blood money. That's a check that my kids are going to have to pay for. You know, and when your community is shouting, send back the ARPA money, you know, we had a really good sheriff. When he found out that there were strings attached to this, he rounded up the ARPA money and sent it all back, said, we don't want it. And that is exactly the type of self-restraint we need in leadership to say, we don't need this federal blood money. We don't need it. We really, our state doesn't need it. Would it be nice to buy an extra 500 gallons of hand sanitizer? Sure. That would probably be cool, but we don't need it. And we need officials, we need representatives, we need people who are willing to say, we don't need it, we'll do it on our own. And that's why Idaho, I think, is one of the last states to completely fall to this stuff. It's because you have so many people who are self-sufficient, so independent, we don't need the federal blood money. And ARPA is that tie that you will see the bounds between state and federal boundaries. You will see those erased and diminished, and that completely does away with our dual federalism system of government. You know, we have these checks and balances through the Fed and through the state, and those boundaries are in place to protect everybody. So when you watch policy come down that wants to eradicate those boundaries, that's when you get this federal cooperativism, and you don't want it. That is the stick, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go for it. Don't go for the carrot. We need to maintain our sovereignty. We need to stay independent and not try to change anything. Otherwise, we will be beholden to the Fed and the federal government, and we will not come back from it. There will be no coming back from it, at least through diplomatic means.
Absolutely. And there is an equivalent of this in every state, I'm sure of it, in every part of every state. In fact, Tuesday morning here in Sandpoint, Bonner County, there's going to be a hearing of some sort where the public is invited. And I guarantee you there will be a lot of people there, hopefully myself included, that are willing to stand up and say, hey, if you do this, we'll know who you really represent. You know, and I think a lot of these bureaucrats, if they know they'll be held accountable, meaning they'll lose their job and be voted out, a lot of them have shown to, you know, to lean in the right direction once they know they're not doing it under the cover of anonymity. So I just encourage everybody to get involved, and it's really
that's the key, Stuart, is people have got to get involved. You know, it's been something where we just trusted our representatives to do whatever and they'll leave us alone, but that day and age is come and gone. Everybody has to get up and vote. And on May 17th is our primary. People need to get out and vote if you want good representation who will not take money from these globalist outlets. I won't take money from Big Pharma. I won't take money from Big Medical. If they wind up donating to my campaign, I'll make a charitable donation at the same amount. I will not take money from these people because they are the ones who are hurting our community. And they're leading us down this road that we're in. You know, the big medical community they're getting very wealthy right now. They're making a lot of money off the backs of people who are suffering. So it's important that people take the time to go and look at who's paying your politician, who's donating to their campaign. If you look at my campaign so far, it's grassroots. It's small donations from people all over who support me. And luckily, a lot of those supporters are coming from my YouTube channel, which is kind of funny that I can get out-of-state donations. That seems like something should be illegal. But my fans from all over the U.S. are sending me money because they see a value in me for a representation that they would want in their state. So we need more leaders to step up, being willing to not take that dirty money from these outside interest groups who aim to control our government and our state.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about, the mechanism that's coming into play here, where people from all over the country that can recognize a stand-up guy willing to, you know, get in there and fight on behalf of his people in his area, that will set precedent and that will inspire other areas of the country. So let's go ahead and put that out there. How can people, view your work? I guess the YouTube channel, can they donate through there, through PayPal? If anybody in the country listening right now, if they can help you out and become part of this, of setting precedent for someone getting in there who's willing to speak the truth and oppose this communist blood money, please give us your contact information. I'll ask you to give it again at the end of the show, but we're at that point right now. Let's get it out there to people that want to grab a pen, paper, and write that down.
Yeah, absolutely. North Country Off Grid, my YouTube channel, has every link. That's just the easiest way, and honestly, it's the best way for you to get to know me. I've got 5 years worth of videos. There's no hiding anything from me. You get what you get when it comes to electing me. But North Country Off Grid, that has all the links in my last couple videos are politically tuned videos. So that'll have all the links that you can get a hold of me. I'll give you katrinforidaho.com. That's my website. And then at my website, again, it gives you all of the avenues to call me, email me, donate. Everything you need is right there.
Yeah, awesome. That is awesome. And I just encourage everybody to do that. Anybody that can support you, Chad, and, RBN, in general, please do so. If you want to call in, we've only got a few minutes left, but if anybody wants to call in and, ask a question or, thank you for your service, our call-in number is here, area code 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 and 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. So, yeah, that's just great, man. I'm so happy to have so many like-minded people up here, between you and our sheriff and Heather Scott, and all the wonderful people that are up here. We have, we just, Todd Engel, who I had on the show a while back, and, of course, we've got, Bundy down in Boise, who's hopefully going to become our next governor, and we've got a couple of good candidates actually. But I just think it's a wonderful place to be, and it sets a tone and an example for the rest of the country. And I think we've got a lot going for us, and the mainstream corporate media will never let us know what a large amount of citizens of this country are willing to stand up and are, starting to get to the point where they're moving from becoming informed to becoming engaged. And that's what this show is really here to do, to help people become more informed and engaged. So I really just plead for everybody to get out to your local city council meetings. If you're in Bonner County, show up Tuesday morning. It's right here on Highway 2 in Sandpoint. And whatever you can do, whether it's just being honest in conversation around the water cooler, at work, talking about, these injections and what they actually are. It starts with, thinking the thought, feeling the feelings, and then it moves to talking the talk and walking the walk, and they're all important. So, let me, be the one to, thank you for moving in this direction and encourage everybody to stay the course and become more involved, because there are 300 million Americans, and, we still have the Second Amendment. Hopefully it won't come to that, but, let's get in there and let's support guys like Chad, and let's support our own, local folks wherever we are, and let's get out there and let's be the change we want to see in the world, whether it's homesteading or becoming more independent, as far as the food supply chain goes. Let's pull our money out of these banks. That's another thing. I wish we had another hour to get into that whole mess. These Federal Reserve bankers have got to go, along with the intelligence communities, but that's a show for another day. But I really appreciate what you're doing, Chad. We've got a few minutes left here. What else would you like to add?
Well, I got to thank you, Stuart. You know, it's one person can't do this stuff alone, you know, and a new slogan I've picked up because I heard it and I like it is freedom is not a spectator sport. You know, people have got to get involved. So
yeah.
I appreciate you having me on. You know, the more we can just spread our message and show people good candidates and the more people can get involved, I think we can turn this thing around. I think we've lost a lot of ground. I think it's an uphill battle. But don't give up. And I know that a big narrative out there is voting doesn't matter. And that might be true in some states, but in Idaho, it showed that there is actually a very low margin for voter fraud. So Idaho at least still has the ability to be standing, maybe the last one standing, but Idahoans need to get out and vote. Don't buy into that propaganda that voting does not matter.
Absolutely. Let's all get out there every way we can. We've got heard the music come up. I think we've got another quick break here, so stay with us, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity. And sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the last short segment here for the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe and my guest, Chad Catron. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring him in for a quick parting question or a comment. I appreciate you calling in. Tom in Utah, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom. We just got a couple minutes left, but if you have a quick question or a comment, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, quite a few of my friends moved up in the panhandle of Idaho. I'm hoping he's been able to make contact with Bo Greitz. I think Bo Greitz is still alive. I haven't heard from him in a while. If you can tap into Bo Greitz, he has a circle of constitutional friends that would be a good resource. And, of course, I'm assuming he's working with Ammon pretty tight. But anyway, do you know if Bo Greitz is still alive and well up there? Do you know?
I don't. I'm familiar with the name, but my guest Chad may know. Chad, do you know of Bo?
I'm familiar with the name. I don't believe he's up here. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think he's up here.
Well, a group of his friends are still there, Ruth DeFrancesco, whole group, that if you can tap into them, that would be a good resource.
Excellent. Hey, we're going to let you go. I apologize, Tom. We're just about out of time here, but thank you for calling in. I'm hoping you can call in earlier in the show next week. We appreciate the direction there for getting together with like-minded people. Chad, we're about to finish up the show here. We just got about two or three minutes left. If that, you'll hear the music come up. But I personally want to thank you for coming on. I really want to thank Casey Whalen for connecting us. And I want to thank RBN for letting me host this show every week. But we're gonna go out in about 2 minutes here. I'd love for you to have the floor until we go out.
Well, I appreciate it again, Stuart. Again, for everyone who wants to or can donate to me, I am a grassroots candidate. We do not have big donations coming in. We're not financed by Big Pharma. So if you guys are interested, please go check out Catron for Idaho. That's Catron for Idaho .com. And if you can give a little, it's really going to help. We're not going to run a real expensive campaign. I really don't need to. But we are at the stage where we need some signs and some banners. So if people can help out with that, that would be great. And I got to tell you too, Stuart, because this is kind of connected to you, but I won't lay it out there just yet. But I'm meeting next week with a local comedian, and we're hoping to put an event together. So I'm meeting with some people to hopefully have a future event, a fundraiser with a comedian that you know.
I know a couple of them up here. So either one is a blessing, man. They're both great guys. So I look forward to hearing more about that, folks. That's it. We're going to wind up the show. I love you. Be well, be kind to each other, and we'll see you next week for the White Rose Resistance Hour. It'll be show number 48 next week. Thanks, folks. God bless.
Looking for a sign that the universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
This is our